AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After President Biden's recent bouts with the coronavirus, the White House says First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Bidens have been vacationing at a private home in South Carolina, where her spokeswoman says the First Lady started experiencing mild symptoms last night. She'll isolate at the home for 5 days. The White House says the president tested negative this morning, but will follow CDC guidance by wearing a mask indoors for 10 days. He's returning to the White House today to sign the Democrats' climate change and health care bill before going to his Delaware home. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's primary election day in states like Alaska and Wyoming. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is facing a primary battle in Alaska. In Wyoming, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is facing strong opposition over her effort to investigate former President Donald Trump. Cheney delivered a message on Twitter.
This is Donald Trump's legacy, but it cannot be the future of our nation. History has shown us over and over again how these types of poisonous lies destroy free nations.
Liz Cheney's team is bracing for a loss against a Trump-backed challenger, Cheyenne attorney Harriet Hageman. China imposed visa bans and other sanctions on Taiwanese political figures as it raises pressure on Taiwan and the U.S. in response to recent congressional visits to Taiwan. Customs and Border Protection says migrants were stopped fewer times at the U.S. border with Mexico in July than in June, a second straight monthly decline. American Airlines has agreed to buy up to 20 supersonic jets that are still on the drawing board. It's been 20 years since the last supersonic passenger flight, the Concorde, the British-French plane that failed to catch on because of high cost, both for the passengers and the airlines. This is AP News. Home Depot is shattering its record for profit and revenue.
This is today's Home Depot.
Home improvement stores have stayed busy during the pandemic as people working from home took on new projects despite soaring prices overall and higher mortgage rates for homes. For the 3 months ending July 31st, Home Depot reported revenue of almost $44 billion. That's with a B, an increase of 6.5%. Profit and sales levels were unprecedented for Home Depot, according to CEO Ted Decker. The amount shoppers spent per transaction rose just over 9%. I'm Rita Foley.
Higher-income shoppers turn to Walmart, looking to cut costs on groceries amid surging inflation, helping to boost sales at the nation's largest retailer during the second quarter. Those rising prices also led customers to cut back on non-necessary items that were weighing down on profits. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.